father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Yes, it is. Maybe. I finally put my headset on. I call it my hat. Welcome to the program. It's nice weather today. Don't panic. Our local weathermen are on top of it. But by midnight tonight, it might not be quite as good. Cut the grass today, right now. Go do that. No, stay listening to the program. Today I'm going to talk to you about a Texas winery. How it came about is just one of those amazing coincidences. A friend of mine down in Austin passed away this past week. My wife and I were talking about they're going to have a memorial service next weekend and we'll be gone. But when that happened, I thought, yeah, I got to look. I haven't been to Texas Hill Country in a long time. We ought to take a look and see what's going on. And then, bink, email arrives. And it's from this gal, Amanda, from one of the best PR firms in the country that is the new representative for Charleston Taylor Estate, a winery. And it says, you know, she gave me the what, where, when, and the new winery, and got a great website. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And so just for fun, I emailed her back and said, hey, this is so weird. And next thing you know, we're scheduled. And on the phone with me from beautiful Charleston Taylor Winery is Gerald Broach. Jared, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Guy, for having me.
Well, I you and your wife, Whitney, have done some incredible stuff from the observer position that I'm in a relatively short period of time. To go from, first off, to be in Texas and start a winery. And people will go, oh, Texas wine? And they're wrong. You'll probably know this winery. My first experience with Texas wine was at Llano Estacado. And I was just enamored, Jared. They were making such great stuff. And we had the winemaker come up here and do a dinner in Wichita for our chapter of the American Institute of Wine and Food, and they're still doing good. I know they suffered some cold weather damage a few years back, but I think they've recovered. And now here you are, Texas Hill Country. Tell me, take me back to the beginning, how you and Whitney got interested in wine, and what made you decide to take this beautiful chunk of property that you own and build a winery in a beautiful facility.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Guy, from now on, when you say Texas wine, I want you to end with, it's divine. That's what we're trying to change the mindset here in Texas. But, you know, 30 years ago, different mindset. Now it's, you know, Texas is like world-class wine region. But, yeah, it's, you know, it was a whirlwind. Whitney and I definitely, I would say, are quick decision makers on things. We've done a lot of construction in our lives. And usually, like, the GCs are like, yeah, sure, you make quick decisions. But no, literally, like, we can look at something and just decided we're fine, moving on. And that's kind of how the winery came about. We, at the time of concept, we were living in Denver, Colorado. And so this was 2020. And what happened was we were looking for things to do, and somebody told us, you know, hey, why don't you go check out Texas Wine Country, because they knew we liked wine. And I was like, I've never heard of it, but okay, we'll go. And so we flew down to Fredericksburg, which is like the anchor of the Texas Hill Country, essentially, of the wine region. And we flew down here, and we're like, oh, my God, this town is awesome. And so we decided to buy a house that weekend. And so we bought a house in Fredericksburg, still living in Denver, and traveled down here with our kids, and you know, we'd spend the holidays, and we'd Airbnb it. And then over the next, I'd say, like, year, we were like, oh, man, we should really look at buying a winery. This is really awesome. Our jobs were kind of work from home. Well, Whitney's job's always been work from home, sort of, you know, but my job became more work from home. And, you know, when we couldn't find a winery that we would like to purchase and kind of go with their brand, we were like, you know what, we'll develop it from scratch. It'll take longer, cost a lot more. But, you know, we were willing to do that to create a brand because Charleston Taylor is our two children's name. So we have our 5-year-old son, Charleston, and our daughter, a 9-year-old daughter, Taylor. So we wanted a brand that would fit with their names when we decided to name it after them. And so we found this perfect 30 acres that was on the main road, but it was tucked away. Like we have a really nice, like a 2,000-foot-long driveway that takes you off the highway. And then the property just opens up, and it's really beautiful. It's got these awesome hill country views. You can see the hills from the tasting room. We built our house on property, and so it was a journey. A lot more construction building this place than I thought. We turned the original house that was on the property into the tasting room and added a barrel room onto it. But yeah, I mean, it's been a process. Whitney loves to tell everybody that comes in here that when we've been married now 11 years, and when we met, I didn't drink wine at all like that. My wine journey started later in life. And so I didn't drink wine or bourbon. And now, that's, two-thirds of the food groups that I consume in a day. Wow. So it's been quite the whirlwind. But we moved the family officially. It's been 1 year we've lived on property. And we finally got it open. We were always kind of shooting for a 2025 open, and we hit it.
Well, the grand opening was May 3rd, and people will go, wait, let's see now. You first thought about moving there in 2020, and then this came about. And you guys built this whole facility. It's a lot. It's a lot for anybody. Yeah. And you said Whitney can work from home. She's been working from home. She's got Charleston and Taylor.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, luckily, well, we both still have our day jobs. Whitney's like an HR manager, and I work in elevators, so it's like I luckily my schedule allows me to travel and still keep doing that. We're kind of seeing where things take us. I'd love for this to be full time eventually. We got to get a few more people through this tasting room door, for that to work out. But in the interim, it's a lot of fun coming up here on the weekends, pouring and meeting everybody that comes in.
Well, the facility looks really cool, and it's not just a winery. Again, I don't know how you did this in such short a time. You have a brewery with a pizza oven.
Yep.
You've built the destination.
Yeah, no. So we were never going to do the brewery, but I have a business partner from another venture. And we've owned a brewery together for several years. He's been brewing since like 2008. And so, during COVID, we shut down one of the brewery locations and shipped all of that equipment down here with the anticipation that maybe eventually we would do a brewery. And it turned out that it just kind of timing wise worked out. And then that became much more massive. It's like a 4,800 square foot facility with pizza restaurants, brewery. It's a pretty big, but we loved the one thing that's out here in the Texas Hill Country that is more present in the Austin area is that breweries are really family friendly. They have pizza, they have beer, but there's nothing really out here that was like that. So we would have to drive 30, 40 minutes every time we wanted to go do that with our family. So we were like, you know what, let's just pull the trigger. We'll do it. So yes, yeah, so we built on this, this second structure it's big. It's got huge ceilings, called it Black Chapel Brewing because the entire, ceiling is all black. It's got like 27-foot ceilings, so it's a pretty neat structure. But the pizza restaurant's in there, and then which pairs really well because I do Italian style wine, so a lot of Sangiovese based wines. And Whitney loves to teach Italian cooking classes, so we do like pasta making, sauce making for people that come out here. So pizza made just complete sense, and so we really have something for everyone. From date night to family friendly, kind of you can come out here and do absolutely anything except try to wander back to our house.
Well, covered picnics tables, kid friendly, dog friendly, for outside use. I can't wait to come for a visit. I'm amazed at everything that you guys have done. And just, I know you've been making wine for a while, because otherwise you wouldn't have anything to sell. Grand opening was May 3rd. When did you start putting wine in bottles?
Well, you know, I was bottling, May 3rd, so May 1st, I was doing most of the bottling. So we have kind of a different concept than most places. So we have the wine, we make the wine, and then we kind of try to leave as much of it in bulk as we can. So between leaving it in our barrels, or we designed our own system, kind of based off a brewery, where we put bulk wine into our stainless steel tanks that allows us to stirve off them, but also bottle directly off them. And so they're on nitrogen, so it doesn't impart any flavor to these, you know, to these, some of these bulk bases. But I'm really big into wine blending. So what we can do, which a lot of wineries can do this like once a year when they have all their barrels ready, we do wine blending all the time. So when you come in and do a tasting with us, it's a very hands-on experience where I'm taking your feedback as you taste the wines to try to now craft something on the fly for you. Like if you tell me it's, you know, you like the tannins and you wish it was a little heavier, I can add a little more Merlot. And so we're handcrafting these blends so that like our members can get the wine that they just hits their palate perfectly. Because, you know, I always said, it's like, you know, wine's great. Most wine's a blend anyway. But it'd be awesome if I could, you know, like sometimes I like a little bit heavier than my wife, and it's, you know, it sucks that we have to share. We usually have to share a bottle because then we have to decide which one we both like. Out here, you don't have to do that. It's, you know, we'll craft it to both of you. And you can, you know, get it by the glass, or we can make it by the bottle. We logo it. We, you know, do whatever you want on that label. So corporate groups come in, but wine blending became really what we built this place to do. And so, you know, I only bottle as we sell. You know, I have, you know, probably 20 or 30 cases of bottled of the wine that we use for blending, like, but like our Tempranillo and stuff like that, I don't really blend anything into. We do bottle that, and like our sparkling wines are obviously all bottled. But yeah, for our base reds, we love just getting a group together. Let's try to craft the best blend, compete. If you make a better blend than me, I usually will give you a bottle. So it's a lot of fun. But I can tell you, like Whitney will tell you, I've done wine blending a lot of places, and I don't know if anybody's beat me, and that's even when we have other winemakers judge.
Wow. Well, this is so cool. I think the idea of all the experiences that you offer, you know, it's just a fun destination. And for me, it's worth the drive. What, you're probably about 8.5-9 hours away. And to come down and stay in Fredericksburg or with some of my friends that live in Austin and then come out for a visit, what a great weekend getaway for those of us here in Kansas or anywhere that like wine. I think it's brilliant. You talk a little more about some of the other experiences. I mean, we're gonna talk about this haunted well, absolutely. But tease people on why they should be coming to visit.
Well, I mean, you know, if they've never been to Fredericksburg, so Fredericksburg is the second most visited wine country in America. It's, and we share a corridor with them. Johnson City is where we're at. Fredericksburg's, you know, between, is about 25 miles or so on Highway 290. So on that highway, there's, you know, 70 plus wineries just right here. So we are wine central. And a lot of people don't know that, but I mean, Fredericksburg is just an amazing town to see and the hospitality here is unlike any other wine country you'll ever find. If you find Napa too stuffy and Sonoma too stuffy, and like some of the others are kind of party areas, Texas wine country or hill country just has everything. It's the hospitality. It's still, you can find high end nice wineries. You can find the party wineries. You can find anything to meet your needs. Wow. And we don't, you know, hospitality is in everything we do here. So when you come visit, you know, we do. We have a lot of experiences. So when you're here, you know, our standard tasting includes barrel tastings. Like we always do barrel tastings. And so it's one of those things that, you know, a lot of Texans, because we, you know, Texans don't go, you know, per se to Napa all that often or other wine countries. Texans, when they go somewhere, they come to Texas Hill Country. This is a great vacation. They stay in the state, which is awesome. And from Kansas, yeah, it's a short drive, but it's a beautiful part of Texas out here that is unlike any other part.
Yep.
But when they get out here, you know, it's, Whether it's their book and their standard tasting, or like I said, the Italian cooking classes that my wife teaches, they're so much fun. You essentially get to drink bottomless wine the entire time. You're rolling your own pasta. We're making, you know, right now on the menu is we're making a homemade pappardelle, and we're making a ravioli with lemon and ricotta in it. And the lemon and ricotta ravioli is going in a brown butter sage sauce. The pappardelle is going in a ragu, and you're getting to craft your own pasta, make it how you want, and then taste it. And it's amazing meal. Plus you get to pair it with some extremely fine wines that we make. So people have loved that from date night to, you know, couples, or girls trips. I mean, it's been, if my wife would give me any more days available, we would have this offered every day. But, she pretty much put her foot down. She's like, I'll teach this maybe 2 weekends a month. Like, all right, well, hopefully we can find somebody to hire to do it.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, it's really like you're in Italy. We designed it to be very similar to like if you went to Florence or you went to Tuscany to do one of those Italian style cooking classes. But now you don't have to book a plane ticket. Drive in and have a great night here.
I like it. We need to take a break, but I want to come back and talk about. I want you to touch on the well-aged tasting, where you have an experience associated with the haunted well. We want to talk about that. But then I am more importantly interested in the grapes you have planted, what your growth potential is, and what you're planning on planting. And I would have wine to taste with you, but FedEx let me down for the first time in eons as a retired FedEx pilot. It's somewhere out there on a truck waiting to be delivered. So it's not that hot here, so I'm not too worried. And I'll be home right after the show, so I'll have it tonight. Folks, if you just joined us, where were you? We started live at 12:05. It is The Good Life, food, wine, and fun. Jared Broach is doing things that I think are enviable. Charleston Taylor Estate Winery in Johnson City. It's right near Austin, Fredericksburg, the heart of Texas Hill Country. You can learn more. Go to their website. CharlestonTaylor.com. There's links there at goodlifeguy.com for not only the winery, but further Facebook appearance. And you gotta do this. You gotta learn more. You're gonna want to go down there. What a great weekend getaway. Jared and I will be back right after this quick break. Don't run off.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.